Who do you know that has the coolest job? Is it you? Like somebody you know in real life. You can call 1-800-330-9999. Producer John was talking about this because I don't want to use the word starstruck, but you were pretty, like, blown away by what that guy did.
Yeah, it was my friend from high school, her husband. So they live in Germany now, and I'm like, oh, what brought you guys to Germany? It's like, oh, well, my husband's a professional hockey player.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, is that we do something pretty cool for a living, right? Yeah. And I'm, you know, when I'm in a room full of my buddy who's, like, a CPA, and the other guy, like, runs a, you know, a Reebok store or something like that, I'm used to having the coolest job in the room.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Until you meet a professional hockey player that plays in Germany. That's funny. Cool.
Perspective is everything, though, right? You know, like, I mean, listen, I totally get it. I mean, that's cool. It's a job that travels. You know, he gets to slap people in the face when he wants to.
He's probably
you know.
In great shape. He wasn't there, but, like, I'm sure he's in great
shape. Right. People are cheering for him and all that. I mean, it makes me feel great.
I want to imagine John, like, saying to the girl from high school, can you have any pictures of your husband without his shirt on?
I bet he's in good shape.
He said, just give me a couple.
He's in forced good shape. Right. Yeah. But, I mean, perspectives change. I mean, timing being everything. Like, I think of my buddy Bill. He's got the coolest job ever. He's a grocery department manager, but he has, like, 9 weeks vacation a year. He's always in Club Med or Cabo or something like that.
That's a different kind of cool.
He's always somewhere, and he never gets his days in. I mean, they've been trying to get him retired forever. He's my age.
Yeah. My favorite part about this was she goes, we're just really hoping they don't make the playoffs this year so that, like, he can come home. We can be home earlier. I'm like, yeah, no, definitely. It's, you know.
We had a champion.
Good ratings last quarter. It was really nice. Like,
we got to go home.
Yeah. I'm always jealous of like people that have jobs. I shouldn't say jealous. I think it would be cool to have a job where you travel a lot. Mm. Like one of my friends is a VP at Pepsi, and she's a good friend of mine, and she like gets to see the world. But on the flip side, she'll tell me and remind me she has two kids at home, and it stinks to have to leave her kids all the time to have to go travel, but that's what her job does. But I also think that sometimes it's nice just to check yourself in a hotel room, be like, mommy's out. I need a break. You know?
100%.
Yeah.
The pressures and stress, though, with some of those jobs,
yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Just imagine that your biggest responsibility that day is what's wrong with all this romaine? What's wrong with this stuff? I used to think comedians are the best jobs, but then I know how tortured they are.
It's so funny how you look at the flip side of things.
Yes.
Because people always say, like, oh, you have the coolest job. You're on the radio. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I sit in this room for 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
You know, like, everybody has, like, the flip side of their job.
100%.
But you know who I always thought had the coolest job, even though I've never met her? Hannah Brown for the Travel Channel, where she just goes and films in exotic locations.
I've seen that, yes.
Oh, gosh. I was like, that's got to be the coolest job
ever. Is that show still running?
Yeah. I follow her on Instagram. She's super cool.
You guys are like best friends, basically. It's so great.
No, I mean, I don't know her in real life. Like, in my head, I do. But...
Right, if you met. Yeah. Right, that's...
Who have you, though, actually met in real life that you're like, that has got to be a cool job to have? 1-800-330-9999. Who do you know in real life that has the coolest job and why? 1-800-330-9999. Is it you? Cheyenne.
My friend Shima, she is a director for an ad agency. So she shoots all these campaigns and she gets to travel all over, you know, whether it's nationwide or even abroad. She gets to go first class because of the budget. She hires some of, you know, her own favorite team members to work with. So then she's surrounded by people who she has fun with or, you know, or admires their work also. She eats well. She's in first class, business class, and she even met Mel Robbins recently because she had to do a shoot with her. So I was like, wow.
That is cool. That's a cool job. One of my girlfriends, she just told me that one of her friends does the casting for a lot of commercials.
Okay.
So she put her kids in an M&M's commercial. So I thought that was so cool. I'm like, imagine being a casting agent, like having to be able to cast people and you basically are just looking at headshots and watching people's reels and trying to figure out who would be the perfect fit. I think that would be fun, too.
I think it's high pressure, though. I think it's more pressure than you think. It's not just, first off, you can't just hire all your friends or your own kids.
Well, I think I would.
You know, there's a high stress situation like that. You actually have to deliver for these shows and for these clients, right? So they better be good. So now you're breaking your friend's hearts because guess what? Your friend ain't no good.
I still think I'd be good at it. It just sounds like fun. Brianna, who do you know that has the coolest job?
My college roommate is a photographer for an outdoor dog gear company. So she spends all of her time outside doing like mountaineering stuff and taking photos of dogs.
That's so cool.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is seriously the coolest job ever.
Imagine waking up and that's what you have to do. Gotta go photograph some more cute dogs today.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Cute dogs rolling around in warm blankets fresh out of the dryer. This is a terrible existence.
Adrian, what person do you know has the coolest job in real life?
My friend Paco. He's a garbage man. He gets off of work at noon, dude.
Yeah.
That is nice.
Yes.
You know, there was this movie 1,000 years ago with Emilio Estevez. When he was a guy, and Charlie Sheen, the brothers, Men at Work, and they were trash guys. And they went out and partied all the time, made great money. They found cool things in the trash right until they found a body. But up until then, great job.
You do get out early because you have to be done. I always wonder, like, before I know it, the trash is gone.
It's already gone.
They picked it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they probably start so early in the morning.
I'm guessing so, but I mean, you're out at noon. Paco's out at noon. You heard him.
I know.
Paco is free.
Yes.
Paco's, what are you doing tomorrow afternoon, Paco? Nothing. Perfect.
Find out how much money Paco makes.
He makes money.
I think, I always hear that they make really good money.
I think you're like six figures. Dude.
Really?
Seriously.
We are in the wrong business.
Right. How would you feel about us quitting and becoming trash people?
We have our own waste management company.
Oh, man.
Vincent, who has got the coolest job you know?
My friend Barclay, he's got one of the coolest jobs that I know. He's actually a DJ, and it's just like every time that he goes to work, it's a party.
Yeah, let me just tell you right now that it ain't like that, bro. You get tired of other people's parties. As a DJ who's been DJing for 30 years, does he hire a bunch of people to work for him?
Totally.
That's
totally.
Why. That's why. That's why.